668, Johnson Beach.
All right, 668. So because of shift change and everything, and the bus is not out that long, just do a work card for it and let your relief know. What I would recommend doing is tilting the screen back, and don't really worry about it. If it's too much of a distraction for you, don't worry about fare and things like that. But yeah, just do the best you can with it. Don't let it distract you and do a work card. 668, they'll fix it when you get back to the garage, or when the bus gets back to the garage this evening.
Sorry, could you repeat that? I was cut off.
Yeah, so just do a work card for it. Don't let it distract you. If it becomes a distraction, just stop doing fare. Don't worry about, you know, printing tickets and things for people. Just let people ride. And if you need, you know, turn-by-turns, I don't think you do, but if you do, obviously take them out of the folder or pouch. But just do a work card for it. It'll get back to the garage tonight. It's not out that late. And they'll take care of it then.
Copy. I tilted the screen before, and I try my best and to keep hold the screen, and that would be a relief at Goose Hollow 251. So I'm gonna tell the next driver, and the work card is written.
Yes, let the next driver know, and don't worry about holding on to it. So try and. If you want to, you can try and tilt the CAD as far back as it will go, and maybe that'll keep it in a little bit more. But yeah, we don't want it distracting you. Just you can disregard, you know, fare and everything. Just continue the best you can without it, and let your relief operator know, you know, if they need turn by turns or things like that, since the screen may or may not pop out, just to